Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Welcome to the Undressing Room Podcast, presented by Macy's. What's up, Lo?
Good morning, or good afternoon. Where should I start?
Good afternoon. Okay. We should start with all the beauty in the building, honey. We got the one, the only, the entertainer extraordinaire, the queen of funny, honey. Woo! La La Milan is in the building.
What it do?
My favorite Lala. The only Lala I like.
We love all the Lalas, honey. You know, I give for my Lala Anthony. Stop playing. We ain't even teed up the show yet.
He is so controversial. What's going on with you?
Nah, these are people that be starting with me. They just think that they can start with me and I can't say nothing back ever, you know?
She gonna finish it. I'm gonna tell you
okay.
that.
Okay.
But you know what? Speaking of finish it, it has been a crazy week. So much has been going down. One of the people we never hear from ever outside of her beautifulness is Lori Harvey, and she is dragged for weight loss in her regimen. Mm-hmm. You know we gonna undress that. Plus, the fallout from the leaked Jesse Williams nude performance. I don't know if y'all seen it. We gonna talk about it. Girl,
is
thought it was
tea, Lala?
Yes, girl, that's my bell. That's my version of your bell.
Oh, okay, excuse me.
And then Kendrick Lamar, he admits to having a sex addiction. Did you know?
No, I kind of wish I knew. Also, we're going to talk about Zaya Wade. Now, she speaks on hateful comments after coming out as trans. And, you know, a lot of people had things to say. Also, it's going to go down in the DM.
Okay.
We're going to go and see who slid into the DM and talk mess about them like we always do. And Okay. Now, for our final question to undress. Woo, you know, it gets crazy here. And this happened.
I think that a lot of times men be doing tests and women be doing tests too. And sometimes you could trick yourself out of an opportunity because your test is stupid.
So going down. That's right. Make sure you listen to hear how we undress this mess on the Undressing Room Podcast, brought to you by none other than Macy's.
And speaking of Macy's, it's about that time. Sun's out, buns out, let's get fitted, right? So it's all about the matching suits. I don't know what y'all doing with your fashion this season, but if you didn't know, I'm going to let you know it is okay to match. But it might feel like a little sorcery sometimes because it could not get easier and more comfortable with the pretty little sets that you have over at Macy's.
Yes. I got one on right now.
Listen.
Oh, she cute.
Hey, money.
Thank you.
She cute, cute.
Yeah.
So, like L'Oreal's floral print that she has on. The little sets will take you from your afternoon errands out to the evening. Plus, if you have a sleek workout routine, then they have sets to get you amped up for the gym, shirts and board short sets, perfect for lounging poolside. You know, just get ready for the summertime. And if you need to help to pick the perfect set, it's super easy. You can't figure out what sandals to go with your outfit. Well, Macy's has a personal shopper. You can go to Macy's personal stylist and they will help you figure it out from the store or from the comfort of your own home.
That's right. Okay. And you know what I heard? You know what I heard, y'all?
What you heard?
Best of all, it is totally free. I'm talking about you ain't got to pay nothing. $1, not one dime, nothing. You got a free personal stylist right at Macy's. So go head on over right now, Macy's.com/personal stylist to book your appointment today, tomorrow, or whenever your schedule is set to be free. Just like this
free?
Macy's stylist.
Well,
yes, I did.
That's all I heard. I'm cutting costs today.
Yes, I did. Go on over to Macy's.com/personal stylist. Very easy.
Very easy. And there speaking of personal stylist, you know who does not need a personal stylist?
Who?
Who's that?
Because she comes dripped from Marjorie herself. That would be Lori Harvey.
Now, she has a stylist.
Sis look good.
She looks amazing.
She's been dragged, y'all. She has been dragged about her weight loss regimen. Now, she barely speaks. We barely ever hear her.
That's the first time. I heard
ever.
Her talk.
And recently she posted a TikTok video that went viral over the weekend. She explained that she had gained relationship weight. Now, ladies, we know what that relationship weight do. It's a whole nother thing. So she's gained it from being with her obvious superstar boyfriend, Michael B. Jordan. And this is what she had to say.
But everybody's been asking like what it is I specifically did to get my body to this point. So when Mike and I got together, I gained like 15 pounds of relationship weight and it was horrible. None of my clothes fit. So I've been consistently doing Pilates for like the last year. I've done it for a few years, but I've been really consistent the last year. I was working out like 5-6 times a week, and I would even do like for the first month and a half, I think I did 2-a-days. So what I would do was I was in a calorie deficit. I think I maybe was consuming like 1200 calories in a day max, and I wasn't on like a specific eating regimen. I just was trying to do like meat and veggies and like minimal carbs. So yeah, that's how I did it.
So she starved herself.
Well, she said minimal carbs. She didn't say no carbs.
Oh.
So what do you guys think? While she attributes more of her weight loss to Pilates, it came out that she only had 1,200 calorie intake diet. Now, many people are criticizing her from that video, saying that she's promoting unhealthy crash diet methods. Mm-hmm. And they also calling her, you know, we go so hard, cancel culture. They're calling her video fat phobic and the fear of being overweight or obese. Now, other social media users said that the regimen isn't really realistic for people that work, suggesting that she has a ton of free time to be able to actually do all these Pilates classes in a week, because I can't get one workout in a day, let alone two. But some people are on her side. Some people say that she is merely sharing her weight loss regimen. She did not suggest for others to do it. It's just what she did. People been asking her and she looked good. So Lori commented, before y'all start your this is what worked for me and my body. Everyone different, so tailor your needs to meet your goals. That was her.
Now, Eva, why didn't they do this when Kim K said she was starving herself to get in Marilyn Monroe's dress?
Like, I was hoping you said it.
The same exact thing.
Every single time it's a black woman, we always get knocked down for doing something. Because at first, like, I was just going to say, I'm doing something where it's only 1,200 calories. And this was even before Lori Harvey spoke out. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is when you have goals for certain things. She wasn't doing this just to do it. I'm pretty sure she had an event. She
the
had
Met things Gala.
About the Met Gala. That's what I'm saying. Like, or most people, like, is what I meant to say. Mm-hmm. You do it for an event or if you have something and it's okay for a couple days, a month, a week, whatever. But nobody's eating like this on a regular basis for the rest of their life. You wouldn't be able to naturally just survive. Like, that's, you would lose too much weight, you would be a bone. So but my issue is when Kim K did it, everybody was for it, wanted
16
to know
pounds in 2 weeks. What was
come on, that's not safe. Now that's crazy. You know what I mean? This girl says she's eating and doing workout classes. It's fine. Like, it was the celery juice that I didn't agree with when she said that, because Dr. Sabi said that celery is not an alkaline vegetable. Yeah. So.
Dang, I just juiced some yesterday. Well, let
black
me cut
people,
it out.
That ain't for, they don't got celery in Africa that's real for black people. Like
so
that.
What you think, Lala? Do you think that celebrities sharing their weight loss routines are helpful? Do you think that they're hurtful considering social media and how impressionable people are?
I think that everything is so sensitive nowadays, and it don't matter what you share, people are going to criticize, you know, especially the fact that she never ever spoke before. It's like they're just wearing her out. I feel like they asked her what she did. She shared what she did. She didn't say everybody should get on this diet so that way you don't get fat. Like, why is it considered fat phobic if she doesn't want to be a certain size? Like, everybody can do what they want to do.
They got a problem with Lizzo being big.
I was
they got
girl,
a
I was about
being
to
being
say
small.
That.
You
I just saw
win.
A post, and you'll see it on my Instagram in a second, because us ladies, we have it so hard. And not because we're not great, but the allowance for our greatness isn't there. If you work too much, then you need to be at home taking care of the kids. If you're not at home taking care of the kids, then you need to be out there in the workforce. Mm-hmm. If you have too much money, then you're over-masculating a man. If you don't have enough money, then you ain't out here doing it. Like,
it's
it doesn't
crazy.
Matter what we do.
We can't win for nothing.
For nothing.
For
so,
nothing.
Sis, if you happy with your body, you look delicious. Everybody mm-hmm. would love to have your body and your man. So you obviously doing something right, Miss Harvey. You keep doing what you're doing. Don't listen to exactly. everybody else because exactly. you look like all the snacks.
But this is why all your boyfriends told you to stay quiet.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
And we're going to move on.
Let's undress that real quick.
Every time she opens her mouth, I feel like she's always getting dragged or something's going on.
Did she speak on before? Because I never heard her talk.
It was something else and they dragged her. I don't remember because she doesn't speak much. But it was something. No, but now I understand. Because remember when like Amber Rose started talking, we was like, oh, damn. Like, we just thought something different of her. Not like that, but like, you know what
Maybe
I mean?
Maybe that's why Beyonce don't talk.
I'm not going to lie, and I love Beyonce, but I'm going to be honest with y'all. Because y'all know I've been around the family since young because I dated Jay's nephew when I was younger. And I love Beyonce. I love her. But
she's very Houston. She's very
no,
Texas.
No, like blonde. That's why her hair is blonde. Like she's a beautiful and smart businesswoman.
But you know
but when it comes to street stuff, she kind of misses the mark sometimes.
She found a bag, so.
I'm not calling her dumb. Like, you know, airheadish when it comes to certain stuff.
I wish that I could be quiet and just show up being quiet and get paid. You know what I mean? Like, I'm about to start doing comedy in silence.
No, that's not going to work.
Okay, let me hear a piece of your set. Go.
Charlie Chaplin. Ain't that what I'm saying?
Like, I'm not even... That way I can't offend nobody.
Eva Lab was on the cusp, though. It was on the cusp.
Why she start like this?
She got to go like that.
Yeah. Honey, I'm just going to do exaggerated movements and it's going to be comical. So that way I can't offend nobody and it's going to go perfectly with the sensitivity of today's times.
I should have stayed quiet too. Look, if you ask a lot of people.
Don't stay quiet, L'Oreal. We need you. That's why the only reason the undressing room works is because you take it all the way off. You know, we need to unpack these things.
Get the gold standard for healthy hair. Gold Series products penetrate each hair strand to provide deep moisture to strengthen your hair from within. Created by Black scientists, Gold Series works better because it's made better. Okay, now there is a fallout from the leak of Jesse Williams' nude performance, child. I know we all got tickets after we seen this circulate. Social media was going wild after there was a recent leak. Now, I will say this. We've seen so many leaks recently that I wasn't even interested.
They were disappointing.
You get what I'm saying?
Nelly.
Nelly's was whack. It was so many that I was just like, why are we looking at
it? She was committed, though. You know, I got to give it up to Sis. Sis was real committed on Nelly's little situation. We might not have been happy with the product.
If a new leak and then I was stuck on you, that's embarrassing to me because now people like, you was stuck on this.
Exactly. Like, now really? You looking crazy. Anyway, now when you go to certain concerts or shows, many times they'll collect your cell phones, like Dave Chappelle's incident.
That's why there wasn't much footage.
Yeah, they take your stuff and lock it up. Well, someone recently slipped through the cracks of the play, Take Me Out. Now, it stars Jesse Williams, y'all. And in a leaked video clip, it showed Jesse completely nude.
He put light-skinned brothers back on the map. I'm sorry, buddy.
Listen, you know.
Now, in this play, I don't know if y'all know, but he plays a baseball player. Now,
yes,
of course, social media was super excited. They praised him and the video was shared all over the place. Jesse Williams gave a statement. He said, I'm not down about it. Our job is to go out there every night, no matter what. I'm not really worried about it. I can't sweat that. We do need to keep advocating for ourselves. And it's wonderful to see a community push back and make it clear what we do stand for, what we don't. Consent is important, I thought. So let's keep that mind universal. So universally. So he's absolutely right. You know, if that's going to be a woman that revenge porn or anything like that, I don't see what would be the difference. Now, this theater particularly is adding additional infrared cameras to be able to see more clearly and also having extra security to make sure cell phones are checked at the door.
Wow.
Now, do you think there is a double standard with how women act when men's pics leak versus women's pictures that get leaked? Which Cassie, Gabrielle Union, Amber Rose,
it's all so of them. Different for women because the way in which women dress, some women dress in today's day and age is so provocative that the idea of us seeing anything that's considered an unmentionable is already out there. I mean, they already have it out. Men, on the other hand, don't walk around with their stuff hanging out.
That's it. They only have one piece that can be shown, you know? True.
Let's give a round of applause for his girlfriend, Taylor Page. She was in the movie Zola. Now I see why she stole him from his wife. And
No, she didn't. No. They were not doing well. It got real funky in social media. I know Taylor. She used to be on Hit the Floor with my friend who is in heaven now. And they started dating after the fact. Now, a lot of
he
stuff
moved
started
on flying. Rather quickly. Let's make some noise.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Sister, not take it. You can't take what somebody else is, honey.
But I will say this. I heard that is her. That's the girl in the Kendrick Lamar album. I don't know if y'all heard the Kendrick Lamar album, but she's actually rapping on there with Kendrick. And it's a very interesting song. Y'all should check it out. Y'all should definitely check it out.
Oh, so dope.
Let me get the title
entire
of it.
Album. The entire album.
I've been hearing so much. It's called Cry Together.
It's so good. It made
that's the name of the song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're arguing on there, and it's like it's very interesting. Like I didn't realize it was her until actually Headcrack told me. So she's from the Zola movie. She's the lead role. Just in case y'all didn't see that.
Oh, got it. Yeah. I did see Zola. I went to go see it because I remember when The Thread came out.
Yes. She was very pretty good. Now we know what she's getting at home. And
they've been together since day one. She ain't left. I'll tell you that.
But would you be mad? Would you be mad if y'all man, because y'all both, you have a husband, you're in a relationship, Lala. Would you be mad if your man's nude leaked?
Yes.
No.
I would. I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
Because I don't need nobody getting excited about mine because I ain't going to lie. I was comparing the two and I said, he can never get leaked.
Ooh. Well, as an actor, I don't have a choice. I have a sex scene coming up in my new TV show where you see all of it except for I go this season. And
come on.
Why don't you give us a little preview?
I'm going to send you a little clip. Well, you're going to fall out. Oh, you're going to fall out. But
period.
It's acting. At no point did I consider him in an actual sexual manner. It most likely made me go home and have better sex with my own husband. Ooh. And if he was in turn an actor and that was a part of his craft, yeah. But I mean, if he just has, you know, pictures on his phone and they're out, I would have an issue.
Well, we were speaking about Kendrick Lamar, so let's get back on the topic of Kendrick Lamar. Well, he admits to being a sex addict, just like Eva and her husband. Okay, now Kendrick Lamar, his new album, we talked about it briefly. It's called Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. It's a double album, and let me tell y'all, I have not stopped playing it since it came out. It is a masterpiece. That's how I'm going to call it, and yes, it's that good. I'm talking about from top to bottom, the Kodak poem, the Baby Keem poem.
And I just say, L'Oreal is very critical. She is an artist at heart. She is very critical. So for her to call this work a masterpiece, you have to get into it.
It's one of the best albums I think I've ever heard, just period, especially from a rapper. And it came out in the lyrics that Kendrick Lamar, he said a whole lot of stuff. And you know what I really like about it, y'all, really quickly?
What's that?
Well, everybody is, not to say that this isn't an issue in America, but while everybody is talking about mental health and this, that, he said, this is when mental stability meets talent. Okay. Yeah. I know who I am. I'm sure of myself. There's people like me out here. He said, y'all got to start thinking for yourself now because Tupac is dead. Like it's a bunch of stuff, you know, people be dragging things on. And I like how he comes and says, listen, stop doing the same things, everybody. Let's do something else, you know? Yeah. So, So he speaks out on there about being a sex addict and that he even cheated on his fiance, Whitney, who's on the cover with their two children as well of the project. Now, and the song is called Mother, I Sober. He says, intoxicated, there's a lustful nature that I failed to mention. Insecurities that I project, sleeping with other women. Whitney's hurt, the pure soul I know. I found her in the kitchen asking God, where did I lose myself? And can it be forgiven? Now, he also mentioned that Whitney was able to forgive him and urged him to get help. Now, how do you feel about artists like getting super personal with their music nowadays? And like, what do you think about y'all, if you've heard it, what do y'all think about Kendrick's new album?
So I think I haven't heard the actual album itself, but I saw different punchlines and things like that. And from what I'm seeing and hearing, it's amazing. And as far as artists being super personal in their music, I think it is what is needed. You know, a lot of times we're so used to the artists giving us the faux lifestyles and things like that. But when you address things like this, one, it brings you closer to your audience, but also it shows the human side of you. And I think that's real, because a lot of times they don't let us in to their personal lives. For him to drop the cover art with his family, I thought that was beautiful, because I'm not even going to lie, I don't think and associate family with Kendrick. You know, you got to be a really like in-depth person into his life to know these things. So I think he killed it all the way around. And now I'm going to have to go listen to it.
You have to listen to it. The album, the visuals he's dropped, the skits he's done. It's so dope. But the personal part, I think that it's up to the artist what they want to talk about. But it needs to be real for you, whatever that is. Like, I saw something Monica put up today, and they a commenter online said something to the effect of, like, Monica and Keisha Cole need to start taking their own advice because they always fell in relationships. And Monica clapped back like, hold up, sis. I'm here to sing you through it. I'm not trying to advise you to do nothing. That is not what my music is for. I am not the therapist, but I will be your friend and I can understand. But then you have people like Beyonce and Jay-Z and Lemonade and Busting Windows. And I think, you know, at that point in her life, I feel like B was ready to, you know, tell her truth or tell some of the things that she was upset about and allow her audience to enjoy it with her and to go through it with her. So I think it's just personal. But and Kendrick has a responsibility as Black man from South Central Los Angeles, off the shoulders of people like Tupac that he admires. So I think he feels a different responsibility as a leader in the community to be a voice for the impressionable. So I appreciate the hat that he has chosen to wear. I applaud his artistry. He could make any kind of music like a lot of these rappers, and he has decided to make it as conscious and as real as he can. Shout out to Kendrick Lamar.
Right, and we know that you got to go through things, right, in order to give out that advice. Like, I remember my boy telling me a crackhead is the one that got him to go to college, because he was like, you know, he's like, you know, I made mistakes. I used to play in sports. I did whatever, and I got into this, and now look at me. You don't want to be like me. So my boy really told me, like, that's what pushed him to go to college. So it ain't got to be that it got to be the most successful person. It could be the person that failed numerous times that could tell you. So to be able to tell us your experiences, it was really going to matter. It's just scary nowadays because people judge you based off your past, your experiences, and anything you're saying. Like, for instance, they got on Kendrick Lamar. One of the songs he has on the album, Auntie's Diaries, I don't know if y'all familiar with it, but he talks about his aunt who became a man. She's a trans man. And in the story, it results to his cousin then becoming a woman, you know, and he expresses how in the beginning he was ignorant, but this was his aunt. This was his uncle that, you know, that he loved, you know what I mean? And that he understood because he loved him so much that he was going to, you know, give some of his time to let people explain or to explain to people what it felt to go through it. But in the song, he uses the F word, which we all know had been used very loosely back in the day in music. He's using it to just show, like, how ignorant I was to use this. And at the end, he says, the uncle says to him, we could say it together. We could say the F word together, but only if you let a white girl say N-word.
Ooh. Yeah.
So So it's like he's trying to make a point, and then people were upset with him. Well, he's using the F word. And it's like, well, this is why people don't open up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, and this is what the issues are. But when you open up like this, we still just got to applaud him and tell him to block
out the haters.
Because we need more great people and concepts like this. I'm tired of hearing about girls shaking their ass in a club. Like, I don't want
to
hear
I ain't been to the club in 15 years, my old self. I can't relate to none of it. You know, I don't know.
Or shooting somebody. I'm tired of seeing rappers die, and then we're singing about shooting and overdosing, but they're dying from overdose. Let's listen to something like this. Stop complaining about the F word. He's trying to teach you something. Why don't you sit back and listen?
And also, whenever they, a lot of times people don't even do their research, their thorough research before addressing and speaking on things, and they get angry about something that's an invalid point, just like they did with Dave Chappelle and him addressing the LGBTQIA. And they was like, he's defending us and all that extra stuff. And it's like, nah, if y'all listen to the whole thing in its entirety, you'll see that he has no
problem. Like they did with L'Oreal last week. A joke where you're trying to make somebody comfortable think like, oh, let me joke. It turns into something else when you're like,
people, so far but that's from homophobic. What, you know, entertainment has come to, taking a snippet and drawing a whole conclusion.
Right. Like, how I'm going to be homophobic. Anyway,
you're listening to the Undressing Room podcast presented by Macy's. Check out our personal Macy's shopping page at Macy's.com/The Undressing Room. What'd you say, Lori?
I need to stay quiet. I'm canceled.
I want to talk. Yeah, don't stay quiet. We're talking about speaking up. And in this next topic, it is all about the way in which people respond to you after you find courage to actually speak up. So Zaya Wade speaks on all the hateful comments that she's been getting after coming out as trans. Dwayne Wade's daughter, I'm sure a lot of us are familiar, but for the people that have been under a rock, her name is Zaya, has been very open about her journey as a transgender teenager. So recently, Zaya did a joint interview with her stepmother, Gabrielle Union, for People magazine. And when asked about online beauty advice, she said, well, as a trans person, once I came out, there were a lot of hateful comments about how I should grow my hair out long or fit into a certain version of femininity, even though that was not true at all. That kind of advice is just trying to break you, and you don't let it. Zaya's best advice from Gabrielle is that not everyone in the world and in the media is going to be truthful about what you look like. Zaya says that the only thing that I have to believe is what I feel and what beauty means to me. I think focusing on inner beauty is the most important. So
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
First, I want to unpack this young queen, Zaya Wade, and just at this age, being this open, being this comfortable, even in confusion, right? So at that age, we all confused. Boy, girl, feminine, masculine presenting, whatever. We very confused. True. And for Zaya to be so comfortable to open up and talk about this confusion when you have teenage suicides are at an all-time high, cyberbullying. What do you think about, you know, the comments that are out there and what people have to say about Dwayne Wade's daughter?
I think that the way that people are so upset with Dwayne supporting his daughter is disgusting.
Yeah.
You know, I've never seen so many people angry with a parent supporting their child as they're supposed to. You know, that's the thing that gets me, okay? And I'm just like, what's going on? I like how they're giving her a platform, but also sheltering her a little bit from the hate so much. I think it's amazing how they're doing it. Like, they're not hiding her from the world, but at the same time, they're not letting everything get to her. You know, they filter out her comments, everything like that. They're protecting their child, but also letting you know we support her, we love her, and we're here for her. And there's nothing you can do or say to stop that.
Right. I do love that she's able to be herself and speak out. I can't stand the fact of like grown men commenting on what they think about Zaya. Like that is what really gets me. Like that turns me like to a whole different way, because I can't imagine why you have such strong feelings about someone else's child. That bothers me, like the Boosies of the world and people like that. Now, my issue with the situation, right? With if this was anyone's child, when I was, Zaya's how old now? 14, you said?
I think she's 15 now.
15 years old, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna lie. When I was 15 years old, I wanted to be mad things. And I'm not saying you're not head straight in your sexuality, but I might have even thought I was gonna have a girlfriend at 15. You know what I mean? Like, and again, I don't know the case because I haven't been through it. It's the fact of them now seeming like she's becoming the face of. Don't do that to kids, I feel like. I think when it comes to a kid's space, it's like, just let them live. If that's how she wants to live, cool. But to be the face of kids coming out. And if it, because what if she decides, all right, well, I'm okay with how I look now, but I still want to date women. Or like, again, I don't know.
See, for Zaya, she's a lot like, I think about her like EJ Johnson, right? Mm-hmm. So Magic Johnson had to make a choice to accept his son and accept him in the public, because the world also will encounter his son, and his son inherited the fame that is their family. There's nothing that Zaya can do about it. One of my best friends, Cynthia Bailey, Noelle can't help that her mom and daddy famous. Like, she could be as regular as she wants to.
That's a lot of pressure on a child.
You can't help that.
There's nothing that you could do about it.
You can do, because if you notice, Zaya came out in school. She had to write a paper. And she came out in her paper, and Dwayne Wade speaks about how when he first saw it, he was like, kind of was like, nah, I'm cool, we're not gonna deal with it. But he realized that not dealing with it was not acknowledging his child. And so he chose to deal with it. And I think the reason why it's important to see is because culturally, as Black people, we do not deal with it. We tuck it away, we put it in the back, and we do not give our men allowances to be men and to also be nurturing at the same time. They are not mutually exclusive.
Let kids be kids. And I get what you're saying, famous, but like Blue Ivy is not like, you get what I'm saying?
Blue Ivy got a Grammy, girl. What you talking about?
Right, but what I'm trying to say is like, keep their person, now theirs, whose personal life that I feel like should be a little bit more. I should not know who Zaya's girlfriend is. She's 15. Like, I just...
Well, this is what I
don't
think.
That's
what I think that they're basically taking control into their hands and controlling the narrative, because Zaya's story is so big and unheard of prior to her being, you know, the first celebrity trans that I know of. You know, they will have cameras on her at all times, you know? And it's like, I don't know exactly how they live and if they will be able to stop it. So it's like, before they leak stuff and all that extra stuff, we are going to create the narrative that we want for our child and control it before anybody else can.
And I get it, but that's why all these people are commenting and putting, because you're making it so that you have to explain to the world. EJ Johnson, the thing about EJ was you had to accept EJ because EJ was EJ. Like, it's a lot of pressure on a child, just period. And just to put a child in the limelight, let alone to now be the face of the first child that's actually speaking out to be a trans. I just wouldn't want that pressure on my child. I want you to be a child.
I wouldn't, but as a mother, if one of my children was going through it and suffering in silence, I would rather them have someone like that or a JoJo Siwa to actually look up to and to feel like they're not alone before I come in and realize my child is suicidal.
I get it. I think it's the campaign ads and all that for me. I just think it just goes a bit far. It's one thing to speak out, but say she's like, you know, I changed my mind and I just want to stay how I am, but I still feel how I feel in my mind.
But she can do that though. It's her prerogative. Yeah.
But it's not a lot of pressure, because then you have a lot of kids like, well, you
well, we got pressure no matter what, Lo. Like, if she decides
15, that's a lot.
I'm pretty sure that they're having conversations with her, like, are you okay with this? Things like that. You know what I mean? And as well spoken as she is, I'm pretty sure that if she wasn't, she would say, you know,
but things spiral out of control. control with anybody's career.
Nurturing is necessary. And as a parent, you find yourself, which is why you see Russell Wilson at ballet classes, because you nurture what your child is interested mm-hmm. in. You nurture what they are being consumed by, even if it's not something that you initially would want to, because the world in which we grew up in put us in so many boxes. My being outspoken, and we are all three funny, outspoken, loud women that we were told that as mm-hmm. we could, that is not what a woman is.
And at 15, I couldn't date, let alone like
I couldn't you, either.
That's but what I'm saying. So to be kissing and this
times
is my girlfriend.
Have changed.
Right. That was in 84.
And not saying that much because my nieces still can't like no, you
girl, but look at what we've seen. Like, the world is
younger?
So different now than what it once was. There's some people with the old morals, you know. So it's like, again, it's literally how they choose to raise their kids.
And everyone is allowed to raise their kids.
And
my frustration
was wrong
comes
with
in
too much
when,
pressure.
Like you said earlier, all of the adult men and women that have these very thick and opinionated, pointed and mean comments to this young person, mm-hmm. when it's like, if that's how he wants to raise his child, that is his prerogative, because I wish you would come to my door and tell me what to do with either of my
three. But now we can't be upset because you just invited all those grown men into your conversation because he said that story on I Am Athlete. And that's mm-hmm. a grown men's platform. So who do you expect to comment?
But he said that to the other men that are talking, that are looking down, that might have this same situation in their household, but they're so macho, you won't even look over to see what your baby going through because you got to be such a man. If you see someone like Dwayne Wade, the ultimate man, be able to parent his kids that are alternative, it might encourage you to maybe think a little bit differently.
Mm-hmm. I just want to let these kids be kids, man. These the same.
Well, what does that mean, Lo?
This the like, same kids we was arguing about saying North couldn't have a TikTok because she wasn't old enough. You got to be 13. So now you can just.
That was Kanye. That wasn't us.
Okay. No, we were talking about
that was
it.
Her
we
day.
Talked about it on the Undress Her Own podcast before.
Oh, got you.
About it. But yeah, just to say that, like, we go from TikTok to now you got a full blown relationship with another, like, I don't know, kids, they're still kids. I don't know why we're not.
But if you think about it, if that was a young boy and he was 15 years old, when Puffy's son was 15 years old and had a girlfriend and was going to proms, we didn't have any problems with it. The girls had on sexy
dresses. I don't have a problem with her.
But we didn't have any idea, me issue with them dressing up, going out, and parading.
I don't have a problem with her having a girlfriend.
Because in 3 years, she's going to be grown.
I have a problem with them making her like the face of children that are going through, like, don't do that. Don't put that pressure on that child. Like, she's going through what she's going through already. So just let her. It's just every time I see and they talking about trans kids or anything, it's like Zaya. It's like, don't do that.
Zaya is doing the interview, sis. Zaya
I don't know.
Did the interview
like
with her stepmama.
Like I said, for a child.
Ooh.
Get the gold standard for healthy hair. Gold Series products penetrate each hair strand to provide deep moisture to strengthen your hair from within. Created by Black scientists, Gold Series works better because it's made better.
Lala, L'Oreal is the most eligible snack out here, and they stay trying to come for her.
Yellow bone is what they want.
Yes, shouty red.
Let's cancel Lala. I'm over that. No.
So they live in her DM,
and I
love listening to it. So do we have any repeat offenders, or do we have some new booties in your DM?
It's some repeat offenders. It's just all little short ones. I feel like I'm going to just run through all the short
ones together.
Okay. All right. I ain't want nothing for real. Just to let you know, I love your vibe with 2 champagne glasses and a credit card. Does the credit card mean he wants to take me shopping?
Girl, tell him you accept Zelle, Venmo, Cash App, baby.
Give him your Cash App and he hacks it and now I don't have any money. Which one?
But now he's just telling you that he can feel your vibe, your energy is contagious, and he know that you don't play about your bread. I like his post. I like that.
Okay. I'm trying to roll with you for all the after parties, Memorial Day weekend, if you know what I mean. Winky face.
No, sir.
What did you mean?
I guess the after party is supposed to be like me and him.
Pass. No. Hard pass.
No.
You're the world's most, you're the most beautiful woman I've ever seen in this world. Please give me a chance. And he has no picture, no followers, and follows no one. Why are
we'll give him a chance.
That's your ex.
Your face and body match your fine radio personality. And he's like Spider-Man. What is wrong with these people? Like,
what does Spider-Man mean?
Like, in his picture, he's Spider-Man. He has a lot of followers and stuff, but
he has a Spider-Man costume on?
It's like a anime thing.
Oh, so cartoon.
Yeah, like a cartoon.
Oh, he might work in corporate America and have, you know, doesn't put up like his regular stuff because he might run a Fortune 500 company or something.
That would be the one who I respond to and be like, hey.
What? How do you even spell that?
Girl, my spidey senses is tingling in the Cash App, okay?
Wait, here's another one. You're a whole 100 out of 10, beautiful. What scale
okay,
is this?
Okay, for his math.
Wow.
But what scale is 100 out of 10?
But what I can say is that I feel like people are starting to get the message. They are being very complimentary and just cute in the DM. Sometimes
okay, here's the last one. Ready?
Okay.
You're so fine. Will you be my girlfriend? And in the Abbey, he's holding his brand new baby.
Ciao.
And then put a question mark after it. Like, I really wanted, like, he went back to see if
maybe
I
maybe it's an old picture. Maybe the baby's a big kid now. We do grow. What you think, Lala?
I think that people need to, before they send messages and stuff, they need to be aware of their portfolio because that's what I'm going to look at before I respond to you. You see what I'm saying?
Okay, so I did get one good one.
Give it to me.
No, but he didn't say much. He just said hi, right? Mm-hmm. But his page was good. You know what I mean? I checked him out.
So that's a good one, the profile.
Did you respond?
I looked at his story. That's how you respond.
Huh.
You got to look at somebody's story. And guess what? Then he followed me.
Okay. And then what?
He ain't shoot a shot. So it just is what it is.
Well, maybe he don't want to be thirsty and end up on a dressing room podcast presented by Macy's. Do yourself a favor and check out our personal Macy's shopping page by going to Macy's.com/theundressingroom.
The transitions. It's a promo for me. I'm here for it.
Shout out
to Macy's.
That's right.
Well, shout out to Lala because she's going to go ahead and undress our final question today. Now, today's final question, it is what would you do in this situation? So there's a post that says, I asked this woman that I've been talking to for a minute for $100. So I get a, what do you need it for? Mm-hmm. When do I get it back? A whole bunch of questions. So I planned this a trip to the mountains in Colorado for 4 days. Hotel cost per night, $200. That's a very inexpensive hotel.
Yeah.
White water rafting, $150 a person. Mind you,
how that cost more than the hotel?
Okay.
Right. The hotel was for 4 nights. So you got to add that $200 per night.
Then
zip lining, that's $125 per person. And then hot air balloons, $250 per person. SUV rental, $80 a day. Not to mention food costs, drinks, cocktails, and all of that. So I
that's
had all this covered. And I just canceled everything and got my deposit back because
what?
I didn't need the $100. I was just seeing what kind of response I would get if I asked for it. I didn't ask when do I get my money back when I was planning the vacation. I was just handling business. People don't think long term. Test failed.
Wait, now, huh?
It was a test. He asked this lady for $100 only to see if she would give it to him. Mind you, he had secretly planned an entire getaway for them. And when she did not just quickly Cash App him or give him $100, he basically cut her off and canceled the whole trip. So do you think that this was a good test in and of itself? Would you have passed this test? Do you think he was wrong for testing her? Lala, you are booed up.
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all have any tests?
I don't be testing nobody, but I feel her on asking when you going to give it to me, give me the money back and stuff. He should have answered. And then if she gave it to him, then he should have been like, okay, cool. If you want to do a test, at least give her the opportunity to show you she down for you. But I don't care if I give you $5 and you tell me you going to give it back. What you need it for? When I'm going to get it back? I want to know because this is my money.
Those are valid questions.
You know, yeah. So I think that a lot of times men be doing tests and women be doing tests too. And sometimes you could trick yourself out of an opportunity because your test is stupid.
Now, yeah. Lord, I'm scared of these answers, sis. I'm scared.
Now, I don't play with people that play games. Like, if you feel like you got to go play games, like, go play with somebody else. Like, go play with the kids. Mm-hmm. Go play with your mama. Go play with your... But don't play with me. So... If you got to do all of that to see and prove if somebody like you, she don't like you. Because that, like, if you even thinking that in your mind, he don't mm-hmm. like you. Because if you're even going to cut somebody off $100, what if she really don't have $100 because she just helped her mama that's doing this, this, that? Ain't nobody got time to play with you about no type of stuff like this. You don't know. Maybe I need my $100. But here's my thing. If you choosing a trip to make the trip, thank you. That's nice of you. You were going to mm-hmm. take me on a trip. I didn't ask you to take me on this trip. It's one thing if I kept begging you. It's like trips, dates. That's something you do to somebody you're dating. Now, maybe if she has the money and she just didn't want to give it to you, that's one thing. Mm-hmm. But like, you're playing games from the beginning. So how are you going to judge her when you're the one playing games?
So mm-hmm. I get a sense that this is the beginning. They're just starting to date. And he's trying to get a sense of what is he dealing with, a hot girl for the summer that wants some cute purses and wants to be able to flick it up on Instagram, or is he really courting somebody that is going to end up being a relationship match?
Girl, you've been through this. I forgot with your husband.
Yeah.
Who tested who?
Yeah.
Okay. First, we'll let you tell the 90-day fiance.
So 90-day fiance, I'm a big fan of the show.
The new season
is on right now. There's a very handsome and successful black man who does real estate. So he came up out the slums, very family oriented. He's a Muslim man. And he's doing well for himself. He has an ex-wife. Mm-hmm. She's gone on and married, but he still does well. We love his mama. Mama got a big house next door.
Yeah, he's lit.
Anyway, he went on vacation and met this beautiful girl. I think it was Trinidad.
It's the Muslim girl, right?
Yeah, the Muslim chick. Okay. And met her. They fell for each other. He went back and forth like 6 or 7 times and visited her, right? Mm-hmm. So he American dude. He coming in there with the fresh fade. You know what I'm saying? He got his Louis Vuitton, got the glasses, got the
He got money, he got a couple dollars.
The whole 9 and 10. So they progressed their relationship, did the K-1 visa. He decided, boom, I want to marry her, but I'm going to bring her to the States. Now, he didn't take her to his house. Because his ex-wife voiced fear of, like, what if she just using you for your money?
Like a lot of the people on 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah, a lot of these women are just trying to get citizenship and money. Like, what if she doesn't really care about you?
Oh, wow.
And so he said, you know what I'm going to do? He has kept his childhood home. No one's lived there in 15 years. The ceiling roof is like peeling, old furniture.
Yeah, it's a mess.
It's not a bad house at all.
It's a house but it's a mess inside.
But it's not, it's not nothing modern. And it doesn't look like the Audemars he had on his wrist. Well, when he brought her in, she just off the back, stank attitude all day, all night. He was like, do you want me to order some food? She was like, can you even afford food? Like,
don't make me leave from the luxury of my home to tell me you got me over here and you bringing me to a rundown moldy ceiling crib.
It wasn't moldy, but it could have used a new plastering because it was that popcorn pat. You know, that old school that grandma got?
It was giving old.
But I'm just saying, all he wanted to know is if I didn't have any of this, would you still be with me? And I say that to say, because for me and my husband, if I quit all of this today and ran a pizzeria, we would be locked tight. I'm not with that man for no money. Yeah. He's not with me for money, for clout. I'm with him because he is my best half. And that is it. I will front and flip whatever is. You know me, Lo. You know
I do.
Me.
No, you're right. But I'm saying some of those people that you judge it that way, it's just weird because then they'll end up sucking the life out of you. And you're like, what happened? And it's like,
but see, y'all not yoked. You not.
But that's different. You and your husband, y'all done found y'all whatever. But I think working so hard to then go for somebody that's asking me for $100. Because let me tell you something. Some of these ain't no test. Some of these people really need that $100 and they really just using you. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, how do you decipher between the games or somebody that's using you? Maybe I'm saying no because I think you're trying to use me, and that's a test for you as well. Mm-hmm. Like, and then with 90 Day Fiance, I'm gonna say this: people overseas and with that show in particular, they tend to get the people. So that, yes, I probably would do a little test or something because I don't want to look stupid, especially on national television where you could document this, rewind it, and my kids are going to have to
play
that.
It's a double standard. What we expect men to do for us versus what we are willing to do for men.
You want it to be the provider.
It's a double standard. It is.
Like, I'm not going to lie. Yeah. I think that we always on social media so many women talk about, you know, men got to do this, men got to do that. And don't be the same girls taking care of dudes in real life. So
wow,
it's one of those things to
making
where we
it
don't
hard
talk,
for a player like me.
Yeah, we're not talking about it nowadays. We don't talk about it because it's embarrassing. You right. know what I mean? But it happens. It ain't no double standard. It's just, it's not talked about. It's taboo.
That's it. It's silence, because mm-hmm. definitely many women that I know somebody mm-hmm. right now, she is a sought after woman, mm-hmm. woman. And she takes care of a man. He lives mm-hmm. in her brand new home. Yeah. She's working every day. He's doing nothing but sitting up in her home. And the yeah. only
doing
thing
something
he has,
if she gave him the key.
Listen, only thing he has to pay for is a cleaning lady.
Women are the breadwinners a lot of times nowadays. And all of these, I see so many women in the comments being like, I could never split bills. Girl.
Yeah, because you pay the whole bill.
In your
sis.
Last relationship, you was paying all the bills.
All
what
the bills.
What are you talking about?
All
you know?
The bills.
So, nah, it ain't no double standard. It's just people not being real.
That's right. Whoa. People just, they embarrassed. Like you said, you're mm-hmm. ashamed because it's the thing. It's the city girl yeah. era, right? Everybody want to have somebody mm-hmm. flew them out and mm-hmm. take care of them, buy them bags. Nobody mm-hmm. wants to admit that they're taking care of these men. But it's so crazy because a lot of the men are so upset that women are successful.
Are working.
You know, but they have no problem eating off her toes.
It's such hypocrisy. You and I were both at the Strength of a Woman show yes. with Chaka Khan. And City Girls shut the stage down. But they came out. Where my city girls at? F these.
Eva, what did they say? Make some noise if your baby daddy ain't. And the whole arena
The whole audience went up. But then the song is, I take your man. So I'm so confused. If he's so horrible, then why are you taking?
But not only that, honey, JT is chasing Uzi. And Carisha is with
Grandpa Diddy.
I said Uzi chasing JT.
Well, let's be clear. No. I'm not saying it in a negative way. I'm saying they're together. You know what I'm saying?
N-words ain't
it. He's in love with him. Yes. He's in love with her. You know?
And she definitely being Philly, okay?
But
that's my point.
It's one of those things to where they're both happy doing their thing.
That's
but
right.
guess what? They got the arena going crazy for people who's in these broken homes. So,
you're listening to the Undressing Real podcast presented by Macy's. Log on to theundressingrealpod.com for episodes and links to our Macy's personal shopping page. And if you want to slide in our DM and give us one of those final questions to undress, Eva, what they got to do?
Well, all you got to do is be sure to follow us on Instagram at The Undressing Room Podcast and do what all the fellas do in L'Oreal's DM. Slide in the DM and boom, that's your chance to be featured. Lala, it was so dope hanging out with you today. Girl, your clothes on the floor. You undressed.
Girl, from the bottom down below, yes. I just have on a nice top, you know, Zoom thing. So, I'm going to take it out like this, okay? So, if you don't already, follow me on the gram at Lala Milan. If you are interested in gaining weight or getting fit, honey, follow my fitness page at Fit Girl Bod, where we're doing it natural. No BBLs over there, period.
Hey. But we don't judge bodies.
Oh, listen. If you post-op, come over there, too, because you still got to get in shape, or else your BBL going to go to waste.
Hey.
Let them know. We accepting all body types. Come
and
over
we
here
do.
And get fit with Lala.
Period.
Thank you for getting undressed with us today.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Thank y'all so much for having me, honey.
We'll see y'all next week.
See you next time. And tune in to the past episodes of the Undressing Room Podcast, presented by Macy's.
Good day.
The Undressing Room Podcast, presented by Macy's, is an Urban One Reach Media production hosted by the one, the only, Eva Marcille and L'Oreal.
Executive produced by Kobe Kolb Tyner. Associated producer Alexis Felder. Editing and production by Dunkus. Sales and corporate partnership, Josh Romani. Michelle Marino and Kadisha Campbell. Research, Lori Hall Flowers. Digital marketing, Sam Sires. J.R. Davis and Tim Hall. Digital creative, Alvin Francis.
Content provided by MadamNoir.com, Bossom.com, and HipHopWire.com. Stay connected at TheUndressingRoomPod.com. See you at the next episode.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.